Hello, you're listening to ComFest Radio, brought to you by ComFest Global Community Film Festival here in the St. Lawrence Market area. My name is Vladimir Bondarenko, and my two guests this evening are Jacqueline Kelly and Jason Gedola. And they are acting students at the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television in the area called Liberty Village. And Liberty Village is in the King and Dufferin area, so it's all very local for downtown. And first of all, I'd like to emphasize that the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television has another course as well called the Film and Television Production Program. So all of you people who want to be actors or filmmakers, this is the website to go to. And we'll give you that website at the end of the show. But first of all, I'd like to talk about the acting courses that these two actors have taken at the Toronto Academy of Acting. And first of all, I'm going to start with Jacqueline Kelly. Jacqueline, you took the part-time course.
Right.
And how was that for you? How is it? Tell me about the training you received and how it has prepared you for work in the industry.
Well, I took it last year for 2 months, 8 weeks, and it was 3 hours, one night a week. And it prepared me because it pretty much takes you from wherever you are. You can be a beginner, you can be intermediate, you can be advanced, and it broadens your perspective through a different method, which is called the method acting, which is the course I took. They offer many different programs. And the one that I took was the method acting, and it prepared me through scene study, character study, just a monologue. And it has prepared me because my coach, Vladimir, has helped me by giving me the right tools for my toolkit. He prepared me with a right resume. He gave me links to a good picture, a headshot, and a demo reel, which he helps me now send out to many different agents. And yeah.
Have you been successful yet? Have you? What's the status of all the work that you've done since you graduated from that part-time program?
Since I've graduated, I've applied to a Humber College film, which I got, which is Toronto, actually. The Academy, linked me to. And I also got a film this summer, and I got a part there. And now I'm just trying to source out to different agencies with the help from the Toronto Academy, and we'll see what happens from there.
Okay, now the course you took was method acting for the camera. How much camera time did you get, and what scenes did you work on?
I worked on two scenes, one from Saltwater Moon by David French, and I worked on three monologues, and how it basically worked was, it was every week we had some camera, but every other week is when we had our full scene taped, and any piece that you did was caught on camera, and you were able to have and use for a potential demo reel. A lot of camera time, a lot of exposure to that feel of being on a real set.
And you felt you got the investment that you put into it.
Definitely,
back.
100%. Yeah. Money well spent.
What was the quality of the instructors and the courses actually, and that actual course? But mainly, how were the instructors in terms of guiding you along?
The quality of the class is very high. The instructors really get to know you and you as a person and develop you personally. The classes aren't so big. It's 15, under 10, 10 to 15 people at most. And they really put out the effort, not even the instructor, but also the videographer, everyone who takes part in creating your scene or monologue. They really put in the effort to get to know you and who you are and develop you as a person, not the general class, but really the actor, and to develop the actor and know the needs of the actor and how to just improve their skills every way and every time you go there.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Jackie, a very personal question, and that is, did you choose acting, or did acting choose you? And tell me about that. What's the story there?
For me, my acting? I was 8 years old, pretty much. And my aunt, she just thought she asked me, and she said, you know what acting is, and she told me what it was and how, like, what it is, pretty much, and the business of it a little bit, of what I could understand when I'm 8 years old. And she just, what she did is we took fake scripts from TV, and I would just react them out, and then she said, oh, let's do it, like, we're gonna do it, and then, unfortunately, she passed away, but she always gave me the push to do it, and I just kept going along with that. So I would say a bit of both. It found me, I found it. I just, something about me and the lines and the camera and the screen and just provoking thought to other people just is what acting, like, to me is. And I just, the feeling that I get when I watch movies and really powerful movies is what I want to do for other people. So when you're, like, bawling your eyes out or you're so frustrated with how the movie ended and everything, that's what I want to do. So I think acting and I, we found each other.
Really? You found it? Sounds like a love story.
It is a love story. I'm in love with acting. It is very true. It's my passion. It's a burning, burning seed in my stomach.
Okay. And now, since the Academy of, since the Toronto Academy of Acting has prepared you, what is your plan?
My plan? Well, I'm 17 and I'm just finishing up high school. So, of course, you know, it's very important to continue your education, because the most important thing that actors at my age really need to know is you always have to have an education. You always have to have something, some sort of plan B. So my plan B is to go to school and to keep working at it as much as I can and just keep going and going and going. And you don't stop. This is just an obstacle in my way, and you don't stop. You just keep going and you work at it. And you know what? If it's really meant to be and if it's what you're supposed to do, it'll happen for you, no matter where you are. If you're in London, Ontario, Kingston, Ontario, or right here in Toronto, it's still possible, and you can do it. And if you really want it, you will do it.
And just to summarize, how has the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television laid the foundation for you to begin?
To begin, they gave me all the tools in my kit. I had some, you know, I knew a bit of basics, and they refined my tools, you could say, and they just made them better. I started, you know, dollar store tools, and then I moved up to Home Depot, pretty much, you could say. They got so much better, and I feel better when I step on the screen, and I feel confident in myself now, and I did before, but it's just better now that I had that support system from everyone in the class, and my instructor, and the videographer, and it was just everything together that just prepared me, you could say. They are my foundation.
And how has it helped you with your confidence, your self-esteem? Has it really enriched? How has it enriched you? How has it changed you?
It's definitely changed me as a person. Acting isn't all about going all the way or going, you know, to the Oscars. It's not about that. Some people do acting to break out of their shell and to be more of a person, because you learn so much about yourself when you're there. It's like analyzing a story when you, let's say, for English class, for instance, you're analyzing, you know, Dunny from Fifth Business as a character, and you're learning how they grow. It's the same thing. You're doing that, but to yourself. And you're figuring out your story as you go along, and you're becoming more of a person, you could say. And you learn so much about yourself with every character that you do. Every time they push you forward, you learn you learn more of yourself, I guess. It's really hard to explain because it's very personal, you could say, acting. You bring a lot of yourself to it, and that's because I did the method, and the method is about sense memory and your past and bringing that to your character instead of just becoming a whole new person. So I learned a lot more about myself, you could say, and my self-esteem and my confidence, I guess you could say, has increased a lot, because every time you step out and you walk out, you're your own character, so you develop yourself, and yeah, it's a lot, and it's really cool. And it's awesome. It's an experience I'll never forget.
Well, just before I move on to Jason, I'd like to ask you one more question, and that is, I like going from the general to the specific. The Academy gave you a chance to portray a character from Saltwater Moon by David French, a Canadian play.
Right.
A chance to play Mary Snow.
Which was very awesome.
Tell us about research you did and preparation to play a character that's 100 years away from where you are now,
right?
100 years ago.
Right.
Newfoundland, turn of the century, turn of the 19th century.
Yeah. Well,
turn of the 20th century, going into the 20th right. century, yeah. So how did you prepare for that? And how did the Academy encourage you to do?
Well, something that I didn't think I would have to do was, it's something, to be honest, I like really reading scripts, and I'd rather read a script over a novel or a play, and I know they're kind of the same thing, but the Academy provided me with the novel, Saltwater Moon, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it. It was a short play, not long, but the book isn't, it's not long, it's like 100 pages under, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it, and then I come back, and I didn't pick this up, but then my coach, Vladimir, he said, you need a Newfoundland accent, and I said, oh my God. So what I did is what he suggested is to, you know, go on YouTube, listen to many people, listen, try and pick it up, listen to the accents on the ends of the words mostly, and he said, not to make it perfect, I remember, but just give me that Newfoundland feel, which I think creates the bigger picture, right? So I read the book and try and really understand, well, the book is only between Mary and Jacob, so to really understand their, you know, relationship is what you have to do first. Then I went and got the accent. And then you think you're done with those two, but you're not. You got to learn about that time and how there was nothing with nothing in Newfoundland. And you make the scene from your character, not from what's around you. I mean, obviously you use what's around you for the scene and everything and developing the character more, but to bring the character to life, you have to really know the background and the story and the relationship. And that's what the Academy did. They provided me with the skills to go out and do that. And I think I did that well. I hope
so. And that
so.
Was a love story.
Yeah, it was a love story between Mary and Jacob. Yeah.
Back in those days, boys gave girls oranges instead of diamonds
from
the local jewelry store. Yeah, stockings.
Stockings, I
oranges.
Got it.
And you had to be impressed and touched by that.
And yeah, and you really have to, even though now stockings are nothing, back then they were diamonds, and they were thousands and thousands of dollars. And then I remember they said, I didn't get one pair of stockings, I got two. And that was like, oh God.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie, for your help on this, because it really showed us what the Academy is striving to do is to prepare the actor with
the
an approach to acting,
right.
Some kind of approach
it's
to their work.
Within a school.
Yeah. Jason, tell us about your love story. With acting.
With acting,
yeah.
Of course. It started at a very young age. I remember the first movie I fell in love with was Tim Burton's Batman in 1989. Jack Nicholson played the Joker and fell in love because it was a great blend of comedy, and showmanship, and it was a reflection of myself growing up. But that's how it all started, sort of a very young age. And of course I'm a big Batman fan. So it was probably the most fitting experience I have had. And then from there on, I was drawn to film. I was drawn to that type of art.
Tell us the course you're taking at the Academy, the length and how it's helped you prepare for when you graduate.
Well, it's a full-time program. It's 4 months. It's pretty much a crash course, full-time. You're there in the studio like 6 hours a day, and you're getting all the courses. And the courses, again, it starts with Meisner acting technique, and you get into commercials, and then you get into method. And it's been all valuable because in the end, all these tools, they help you blend your own method. They help you build yourself. They give you it's the foundation of learning. And within that four month period, you're going to be thrown a lot of information, but it's all the necessary good training and all the good information to get you in there.
How intensive is it?
Very intensive, but it's very opportunistic. Like the instructors are top-notch, filled with so much professional experience and such valuable experiences too. The experiences they shared when they're on set and how to conduct yourself on a set, all very valuable because you got to work through it. It takes a lot of work to be a professional actor. You got to conduct yourself a certain way. You got to polish your skills. A lot of talent comes in. It's the school's job to help you refine and polish yourself to get ready to go out in the real world.
Is there a moment or a scene or a monologue that you remember most, that you were most proud of and successful, saying, gee, that was great, I feel like an actor?
That's a tough question. I had so many great experiences. There were so many great scenes. And if I'm going to pick one, it's going to be the one I just recently did. I came from a class of five. So we did a scene from Breakfast Club, which is about five high school students, all from five different cliques, all from five different social circles, and coming together through the struggle of being confined in detention and discovering that they're all equal. And that Breakfast Club was actually, it was interesting because it was real within our group. The five people in our group were all very different. We all came from different backgrounds. We all had different experiences. And that is probably the most fitting because it was real when we were actually filming it. And I believe it's going to come out very good. It's going to come out very authentic.
Well, have you seen it?
I've seen the rough footage today. And so far, it looks pretty good. But after an editing, I think it's going to look great. It looks great, you know.
You mentioned also that you had five students from different backgrounds. I want to emphasize that the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television has students from all over the world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We have students from Germany, from Europe, from Russia, from all over the world, actually, coming to the school, because now the school is a private career college with private career college status, so you do receive a diploma after your 4 months. Do you think that 4 months, now that you're towards the end, has prepared you for the next stage? And what is the next stage for you?
That's up to the person. I think every person is different. If from my own perspective, I've decided to take the route. The Toronto Academy of Acting is the perfect feeder school to get you started. To get you started in the real world, it's the perfect feeder school. I think that's where the foundation gets laid, and after that, from my own experience, from what I'm going to prepare myself, is that I'm going to continue training. You train with so many different people, but then I plan on taking out a more individual route, getting more training, polish your skills. You watch yourself on camera. You watch where you can work. You can work on your craft. You know, practice of stillness. You know, of staying in the moment. It takes a lot of concentration and a lot of memory too. Mapping your continuity in a scene, and it's all like in the end when you look at your rough footage, you see yourself where you find your strengths, you find your weaknesses. And continue training, arrive back in the academy. The academy has offered us to come back and
really?
Still train into the studio.
Wonderful.
At no charge. You can come back and you can train with once you've graduated, you can come back and train with newer students to help you still polish those skills. But that's the road I'm going to take. I'm going to try to nurture and build myself up until I feel I'm personally ready to move on.
Well, I just want to let the audience out there know that the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television has a mentorship program where we continue to stay in touch with the students even after they graduate or move on to another school, another private coach, whatever it is. So we keep in touch. How has that affected you, Jackie?
Oh, God, greatly. I always come back and ask for advice. It never fails. It's never failed me yet. And the people there, they know so much because they're all actors and they've all done it themselves. And they've been so successful that they are able to help me and achieve my goals. And I think it's also really important for everyone to know, just speaking through the mentorship and through the coming back that you said, Jason, is that you're never done. You're never done. There's always, always, always something you can do to get better, because there's no perfect actor out there. We just keep getting better.
Where were you when I was growing up? I needed a voice like that. Really? Stop it. You're making me feel like I was deprived of this information.
Yeah, well, you learn. Just learn.
Great. Mentorship? Are you going to keep in touch with the instructors?
Absolutely. I find that you build during the program, I found that I build relationships with the instructors. And it's the perfect way to keep in touch, because even the instructors, I assume, they're still gonna help you. Even, you know, we all get together. Again, it's all about going back to the studio. I have instructors saying, yeah, when you're done, come back. I would love to work with you, you know, help you get better, because four months is, you can only do so much in 4 months, and there's still lots more to go. And I've been told by the instructors, you know, come back. We want to work with you again.
Well, just to let you know again before our time runs out, is that the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television has a boot camp, a summer boot camp that lasts for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Right, for children ages 8 to 13, 4 weeks. Teens ages 14 to 17, and young adults 18 plus. So I could actually take the course too. I'm 19. You know, so I'm definitely
right
in that loop.
Right.
And also, the Academy of Acting for Film and Television also offers student loans and grants that you can get from a bank. We are a certified school. We offer scholarships through foundations. So if you go to our website, the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television.com, that's the website. All the information is there. And quickly, the phone number, 416-536-8574. The Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television.com. We have a few minutes left, and I want to ask the actors, now that you're out there on your own, basically, with a little help from our friends, as the Beatles said, you got to be a Beatles fan in this world, right? Have you got a five-year plan or a forever plan or a one-year plan? Do you have any time limits on your growth? Like, do you have to win an Oscar by the time you're 25? Have you got any kind of realistic
goals?
Yeah.
I just have a dream. And, you know, I want it. Obviously, anything you want it sooner than later. But, I mean, as whatever the course it is, it'll be. And I know, or I hope that I know, that I'll be led in the right direction. And, you know, if I'm lucky enough, I'll be accepting an Oscar one day. But, you know, obviously that's far down the road, and I definitely have a lot of work to put in before then.
Yeah, I really believe in these two actors. I've seen their work. I've worked with them as an instructor, as a friend as well. You know, often it's also the friendships that you make at the school that will last even longer than the lessons you've learned. We've tried to help them. It's the way we treat people that will get you work as well. What have you learned about the human factor from the Academy of Acting, is that it's not only the acting, it's also, what else is it that we've taught you or we've helped you with? Lessons in living.
Exactly. Lessons in living, lessons how to treat each other, lessons to understand somebody. You know, we're all very different, accepting who we are, accepting who other people are. And I've never been happier these last 4 months. I've never been happier. And that's what it's all about. It's about getting to a happy place, being happy.
Here because acting is a burning thing with you.
Definitely, it's burning. It's been burning for a long time, and really, I've had it locked away for a good amount of time. I'm a little older, and I've had it locked away, and it catches up to you. You know, at some point that it's like a purging wildfire.
Definitely.
And
definitely,
it's the forest is gonna burn with once at some point. So, and that's why I'm back, and I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
Jackie, a burning thing?
Oh, yeah. Like I said before, it's just, it's burning and it won't stop. And I think the most important thing is to not let it stop, to let it keep going. And you will have obstacles and you'll have people tell you it's not for you and you shouldn't do it. But if it's burning in you, you got to let it go.
So all that you shared with us this evening, all that you've said about acting, the lessons you've learned, did you realize those before you went to the academy, or has that helped you realize that and learn it from the academy?
Both.
Yeah.
Definitely both. Usually, again, like some the way I came, when I came back, there was an element of writing for me, and then it just led me back to here. It was I knew deep down inside where it was going to lead.
Focus.
Yeah. You can tell, you know, where your mind's at, and it was inevitable at that point. I knew the path.
And we helped you along the way.
You've definitely helped me along the way, and you've got me even more excited to know what's ahead.
Yeah, I think I knew a lot definitely before I went in because of previous training at the academy, but I knew it, but they helped me figure it out. Do you know what I mean? Like they helped me draw my map, and now I know where to go.
Would you recommend it to a fellow actor?
Definitely. You will learn so much about yourself if that's just all you're going to look for, and you will learn so much more about yourself as an actor and about the craft and about the business of acting, which is very important that the Academy offers. And it's important to know both sides. As much as you think you don't, you do. You need both sides.
Same thing. If you want the most up and close and personal experience, this is the school to go to.
Definitely.
This is the school to go to. Because it's very intimate. It's a very intimate setting.
Very intimate, which just makes it so much better.
And you made some friends along the way.
Yeah, and you know what? You're so uncomfortable at first, but then you become comfortable.
It's a family.
The group I'm with, again, same thing, family.
Family.
You grow to be a family.
I talk to all my friends from there all the time. And I was the youngest. I was in an adult group, and I was, yeah, by the way, I was 16, and I was in a class that had people 20-plus, and they couldn't make me feel more at home. I was the little sister.
You were the youngest in the class, but at times you taught them a thing or two
about
acting. So this is why Jackie's here tonight. Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And also, Jason, you're completing the course soon. When does the four-month period end?
It actually ends next week for me. And then we get our demo reel at the end. This is the final piece that we are left with. That is your starting promotional tool to when you get into the industry.
And for you, it's an ongoing process.
Ongoing process. I won't stop anytime soon.
We hope you can come back and take a course or two.
Yeah, I'd love to along the way.
Right.
Definitely.
And I just want to add again that this is a four-month course, the full-time course. We do try to fast-track you, but within that fast-track, we slow it down too. We don't push you all the way through. We take our time within those 4 months. And we actually save you a lot of time and money if at the end of 4 months you say, no, it's not for me. So we've saved you a lot of heartache along the way. But for you two, I'm so glad you're going to move on, push on, because you're both very talented. You're both very talented. And who knows where the future may hold. It's a long and winding road, right?
Right.
And you're listening tonight. You finished listening to the ComFest Radio, brought to you by ComFest, again, Global Community Film Festival here in the St. Lawrence Market area. And again, the Toronto Academy of Acting for Film and Television.com. Those of you who are interested, please go to the website. Thank you.